former local police officer is sentenced. With your 9 o'clock news update, I'm Michaela Madison. A former New Cumberstown police officer of 14 years is sentenced for making up a story he was shot during a traffic stop. Brian Eubanks appeared before Judge Edward O'Farrell yesterday, where he apologized for the 2017 incident. He claimed he was shot during that stop, initiating a countywide manhunt involving multiple law enforcement agencies.
I really apologize to the courts and to the people and the community that don't understand what's going on. I want to apologize to my family.
During the hearing, defense attorney Lawrence Whitney argued Eubanks suffered from PTSD and thought the incident really happened. In the end, Judge O'Farrell imposed the sentence.
It is 2 years of community control sanctions. I'm concluding that you should serve 90 days in the Tuscarawas County, Ohio jail. There's going to be a requirement that you perform in the village of New Cumberstown, Ohio, 500 hours of community service.
Eubanks is required to also pay almost $2,000 to the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office for their investigation time. Well, parents and community members invited to discuss mental health in kids. Personal and Family Counseling Youth Lead Coordinator Amy Miller says the youth-to-youth students at Tuscarawas Central Catholic hope to educate adults on signs of mental health and how to be proactive.
I define mental health as just being as important as your physical health, your emotional health. For me, mental health is being able to function. You know, I think when you hit a point where you're unstable personally and you're not able to make it through the day-to-day, that's when I say you have poor mental health.
She says they'll also discuss the warning signs at that event. It's all happening Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock, where TCC will host panelists in the mental health field. And staff members with the Positive Behavior Intervention Support Program say they set out with a goal to encourage positive behaviors in students. Farah Raines with PBIS says the program gives the individuals they serve the tools they need to be active members of society while also recognizing their successes.
This is allowing us to shed some light on what their positive behaviors. A lot of times we dwell on the negative, and this showcases what our kids can do.
Alicia Ketchum, a high school class teacher with PBIS, adds that the program is an asset to Tuscarawas County.
Anytime that you have the opportunity to do something that invests in the lives of kids, it's worth it. When you're teaching them how to be responsible, when you're teaching them how to be kind to others, when you're teaching them how to conduct themselves in a respectable way, I think any situation, any time, that is always worth the investment.
The program was recently recognized as one of 7 across the state to receive the Gold Award for an innovative approach to teaching positive behaviors. It features 4 expectations that include eyes looking, safe hands and feet, walking feet, and be a friend. Now, as the students obtain a goal, they get a Lego dollar from the program mascot, Lego Man, that they can then spend in the program's store. In state news this morning, President Donald Trump again trying to drastically reduce or eliminate federal support for cleanups of some iconic U.S. waterways. His proposed budget would slash Environmental Protection Agency funding for Great Lakes and Chesapeake Bay restoration programs by 90%. It would kill all EPA spending on programs supporting other waters, including San Francisco Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. The administration making a similar attempt last year, but Congress refused to go along. And in sports, high school basketball tonight on Big Z Sports, presented by TMK Valley Propane. Indian Valley at Dover, coverage begins at 7 o'clock. You can listen live on 99.9 or online at WTUZ.com. And in the NBA, the Cavaliers back in action tonight on the road. They take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, tip-off at 8 o'clock. Now a look at your Z Country forecast.
Sunny this morning, followed by increasing clouds this afternoon with highs around 40. Cloudy tonight, a stray shower, low of 36. Wednesday, cloudy with spotty morning drizzle, then afternoon light rain. High temperature on Valentine's Day around 50. Watch out for fog developing as we head into Wednesday night. It'll be cloudy with light rain, low of 47. Thursday, cloudy with fog, rain likely during the afternoon, warm high near 60. Rain could be heavy at times Thursday night into Friday morning. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, go to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.